August, as many of you know, is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month. With all the controversy about this in the news lately, I thought it was important for us to deal with some of the controversy, some of the facts. So we're joined by the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Richard Carmona, with the latest information for keeping babies healthy from his point of view. Good to have you here, Dr. Carmona.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
So let's look at the I'm going through this in my life. The woman that I'm with is about to have a baby at any moment. So we've talked a lot about breastfeeding. I'm pretty supportive. Frankly, I think it's the best way to bring a healthy child into the world. What do mothers and fathers need to know about this process?
Well, I'm glad you put it into that perspective, because we also see it really as a team approach. It's not just the mom, it's the fathers, it's the families, it's the grandmas, the grandpas, and society in general has to realize the importance of breastfeeding. The science indicates that babies who are breastfed are healthier. They have less they are less likely to get diarrhea, they're less likely to get ear infections, they're less likely to get respiratory infections, and in fact, they are less likely to have problems with overweight and obesity later in life, and it enhances the bond between the mother and the child. So all of those, for all of those reasons, it's very important that we consider breastfeeding.
One of the things that's been in the news lately, the controversy about breastfeeding in public, mothers have been told to go to changing rooms or go to the mother's, I mean, into the women's room. And so at restaurants, and I think there was something that Bill Murray put a breastfeeding room into a stadium for a second-tier baseball team he owns. You know, stuff like that that seems more and more be in discussion circles. What there have to be laws passed to make this thing work?
Well, you know, I would hope that there doesn't have to be laws passed. I would hope that just by increasing the awareness, and the fact is, no matter where any of us are, in the public or private sector, in business, in education, that we all recognize the importance of breastfeeding, and we do everything we can, not only to encourage mothers to breastfeed, but provide opportunities for them to breastfeed in the workplace, in public transportation, in many venues where moms who are carrying babies may go. So hopefully, as a society, we embrace this because we all want to raise healthy children.
Dr. Carmona, is this something new? Is this something that's more avant-garde because of the public discourse? I mean, I think the discourse has been helpful, and this seems to be leading us around to looking at this much more and understanding that it's the baby that should be the focus.
Absolutely. I'm glad you put it that way. It is absolutely so. It's not new. It's really something that's quite old. I mean, breastfeeding has been around for millenniums. The fact is that up through 1950, about 100%, almost all pregnant women who gave birth breastfed. But we saw that decrease over the next couple of decades, and in 1967, it went down to 25% of women. And now we see that at 6 months, only 27% of women are breastfeeding. Even though there's a peak right after birth, it drops slowly. A lot of it probably because of reasons you mentioned. Difficulty in doing that, moms who work, transportation issues, and so on. So as a society, we need to embrace this, because what we'd like to do is get that number up to 100%, or as close as possible to 100% of women breastfeed that are able to do so.
And you can do all kinds of things. There's equipment around now to save the milk, and
you bet. Use
later on, those things are around. They're pretty safe, aren't they?
Absolutely. Breastfeeding pumps, saving the breast milk. There are not lots of options, and there's a lot of places where moms can get that information. There are websites like www.womenshealth.gov, www.laLecheLeague.org, our websites at surgeongeneral.gov, hhs.gov, and cdc.gov. All provide a lot of information about nutrition, as well as support prenatally and postnatally for the mom.
You getting any starch from the baby food manufacturers?
No, I haven't. I have not. I mean, this has really nothing to do with baby food manufacturers. They provide a good product. What we're saying is that babies do better on breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life.
What about the controversy regarding the role of immunization these days? There are a lot of people questioning whether any or all of the vaccines should be given as they have been for many years.
Well, the best science that I have seen, and I have taken time to speak to all of our experts, one of our officers, Admiral Jose Cordero, is a national expert on birth defects and runs a center down at CDC. So some of our researchers at the National Institutes of Health, my colleagues around the country in universities, American Academy of Pediatrics, and others. All of that information, the IOM report, and we've looked at that, there is no information to even remotely suggest that children should not be immunized. Think about it. If you're in middle age, the scourge that we worried about back then, polio, which every parent's nightmare at the time. We don't see polio anymore because children are immunized. Measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, pertussis, those diseases are very, very unlikely to occur in our society because of immunization. Children should get immunized. I have four children. All of them were immunized on time because I know the importance of immunization. Now, the research must go on, and we may find specific nuances where we have to change some of our practices, but that's what science and research is about. But right now, we strongly recommend that all children receive all recommended immunizations.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, now we have breastfeeding, we're doing vaccines. Shouldn't children be much healthier in our country than they ever have been?
Well, in fact, in a lot of the metrics, they are. We see that childhood diseases that I've mentioned have decreased or been eliminated pretty much in our society. We see that there is less problems with our children as they grow and develop. However, we shouldn't become complacent. That's why we term this past year the year of the healthy child, because although about 80% of our children get their immunizations, about 20% don't get one or more of their immunizations for various reasons. There's still 150,000 birth defects in our country every year. We can prevent about 80% of those if all moms get prenatal care, if all moms eat healthy, don't smoke, don't drink, and make sure that they get good prenatal care to make sure the growth and development of the baby in utero is appropriate.
Well, it's all an educational process, isn't it, more than anything else? Maybe something like this should be done in schools more than it is?
Well, it should be done every place. I mean, you know, raising children is probably our most important responsibility in society. And doing everything we can to ensure that they are healthy and safe and secure and can realize their full potential is our responsibility, not just as docs and professionals in government or non-governmental organizations, but as moms and dads. So we have to make sure that every mom and dad and family has all the information necessary to ensure the optimal health of the child and therefore the ability for every child to reach its greatest potential.
All right, one final question before I let you go. There's been a lot of controversy in this last week or so about lung cancer, and cancer in general seems to be on the front burner with many Americans because of some notables who have passed away in this last week or so. And as a result of that, people have started to study this so-called war on cancer that was started during the Nixon administration. So far, about $300 billion has been spent, and people are questioning what results there are because we still have cancer as the number one problem in America.
Well, I think that's a very good point. And it's what you say has truth on both sides. My predecessor, Luther Terry, published the first Surgeon General's report on smoking in 1964. 40-plus years later, I published the 28th Surgeon General's report on smoking, and we still have nearly 500,000 people a year dying of tobacco-related causes, and millions more who are suffering the consequences of smoking before they die, which puts a huge disease burden on society and a huge economic burden. Tobacco use, smoking, is the single largest preventable cause of death in the United States. So where the numbers have leveled out in some of our groups, where we have reason to rejoice that there is some improvement, it's still a big problem in society, and over 4,000 children a day start smoking, of which about half of those will become chronic smokers. Hmm. So we must stop our children from starting smoking.
Dr. Carmona, good to have you here. Thank you. Dr. Richard Carmona is the U.S. Surgeon General.
Thanks very much.